Auburn continues to live in Goodman's head rent-free. Welcome in to another edition of the Barn Social Hour. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. Graham, let's just hop right into it. Goodman can't get enough of Auburn, man. We're living rent-free in his head, and it's cracking me up. But I kind of throw it to you to kind of explain what was said again yesterday, because he just doubles down for no reason, and here we are. We're talking about him again because nothing else is really happening right now, so here we go.
He responded, kind of doubled down on his take. Obviously, he saw a lot of the backlash from the Auburn fan base about his previous article that we talked about earlier in the week, mm-hmm. or last week, whenever that was. Basically he came out and said, and was like, well, really, he brought up our good friend of Zach Blackbody and Locked On Auburn. And he said that he'd listened to Locked On over the weekend, got a big kick out of it. He said that the fan pod makes some interesting points about my lack of toughness, he says. And then he goes on to say that, how do you quantify toughness in football? He goes, for me, the best way to measure the fight in the dog is the team's number of close wins. As Auburn fans, you know, we are very aware of this stuff anyway.
Yeah, this is not breaking news to us at all.
And so basically he goes on to talk about why, you know, he thought, you know, Ohio State, Alabama, and Miami would beat Indiana last year because of the talent gap. But he goes on to say that Indiana was a tough football team, and that they had the ability to win in close games, where in the Big Ten championship, they beat Ohio State and it was a 3-point game. And then in the national championship against Miami, it was a 6-point game, and they were able to, you know, win that one as well. And he said that both teams were coached by Kurt Cignetti, and that no one would accuse Cignetti of pampering his players during fall camp and winning the national championship. And then this is like the part that I disagree with the most, and yeah, I'm just a little confused on why he brought this up. He goes, Auburn's combined record in the SEC over the past five seasons is 11-29. Those are horrid numbers. Coaches Brian Harsin and Hugh Freeze were combined 3-23 against top 25 opponents. Go inside the record and a pattern emerges. Freeze's teams lost a lot of close games against good opponents. We are very aware of that. We saw that happen a lot. I mean, almost all of our games except one was decided by one score or less. Freeze was 1-14 against the top 25. And his teams found a way to lose 8 of those games by one score less, kind of like what I just talked about. He goes on to say that it was always something with Freeze. He kept telling everyone that we're so close. I wanted to believe him too. Were the Tigers just unlucky? Nah, Auburn just wasn't very tough. My argument now to this is like, bro, why are we bringing up past events or previous teams? Like, your original article was about Auburn checking into a hotel that is also technically a staycation resort, whatever. Yeah. And is staying there for the first 2 weeks of fall camp. And your counter argument here is that, well, you know, I, you know, determine success off of toughness, because I guess whatever Locked On said about him not being tough, but what happened in the past couple seasons under Harsin and Hugh has no representation on Golish. And in fact,
at all,
almost all of our offense this year wasn't here last year.
Yeah.
Our starting quarterback. I think if I'm pretty sure our entire offensive line, starting offensive line is it's transfers.
Yep.
And the way it's looking right now, every single one of our wide receivers that will be starting is a transfer or, you know, coming in as a freshman. Luckily we have our solid running back returning. But other than that, our entire offense is different. This is a completely new team under Golish, completely new players. I just don't see the reasoning of being like, well, Auburn wasn't tough the last couple of years. How does that have anything to do with the original article? It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, your original point is going after Golish and company for checking into this said staycation resort. I'm not trying to repeat here, but so you're counter argument to the backlash is bringing up the past of things that have been done in past seasons with a coaching staff that, you know, that's not here anymore. Two coaching staffs that's not here anymore. Okay. And he wonders why that he probably doesn't have a real reporting job, because he just brings up these arguments that make no sense at all. What a bum. What a bum. It is funny, too, that he goes after someone, you know, like Zach Blackerby, that has more prestige in this, you know, media circle than he ever will dream of having. It's just funny to me. That's who he goes after. It's just hilarious. I'm pretty sure if we're talking about toughness, if you go one-on-one with Zach Blackerby, I like Zach's chances against Mr. Goodman. But that's just me, I guess. I don't know. But I find it hilarious, like Graham said, that he uses the counter argument. Yeah, you know, what happened last year and the year before that, and, you know, the combined season records. And, oh my gosh, it's almost like, you know, that happened a couple years ago.
It's just like his answer to, you know, to the title of the article, this new article is Angry Auburn Fans Rally Around Their Spa-Loving Tigers. And then it goes on with like a couple of responses from, I guess you can send in an email to him responding to his stuff. So it kind of shows up with a couple of responses from Auburn fans just like complaining about the article. And it's like there's nothing about his opinion. It's quite literally just the responses. And then it goes to the bottom and it says Joe's answer. And then that's kind of where we kicked off. So like, I just don't understand the correlation. Like I said, I'm going to read it again. It says, over the weekend, I got a big kick out of this podcast by my friends at Locked On Auburn. The fan pod makes some interesting points about my lack of toughness. How does like Locked On,
what does that mean?
How does Locked On like saying you might have a lack of toughness have anything to do with this original piece? And then he goes on to like, okay, well, Auburn's not very tough. And brings up two former, you know, teams from coaches that aren't here anymore and were fired. I just don't get it. It's again, yeah, just bait. It's rage bait.
Yeah, it is. But there's nothing else going on. And that's what, you know, this is what this show is about.
It's reacting. That's why it gets traction, because there's nothing else going on. So people are like, oh, let's just talk about this.
Yeah. And the whole reason, Mr. Goodman, why they are at said resort is to get away from people like you who stir up controversy, because that's all you care. You don't love sports, dude. You, in fact, you hate them, as far as I'm concerned.
It's just good locker room material.
Yeah. And like, and honestly, I have no idea if they hear or see what's going on right now outside of that. I think the whole point of this, you know, getaway is to literally lock in on football, only football, anything. Football, and we're not trying to repeat ourselves. We're just trying to figure out and, you know, try to trace the steps of what point he's trying to make as his counter argument, because this is a really crappy counter argument. You know what I mean? Like, if this was like in a court of public opinion, everyone would be like, dude, what are you talking about? Like, it's just so confusing.
The more I read the article, like the title is misleading to what the argument like or what the article is. Like it does show, you know, Auburn fans defending Auburn, but the response to it just doesn't make sense to me. I know I probably sound like a broken record, but
I'm confused too.
Someone, please, if you understand what it's going on, please explain to me. But
yeah,
the fact that it goes from Auburn fans rally around their Tigers, showing a bunch of Auburn fans, you know, defending the Tigers, and then eventually bringing up Locked On Auburn talking about toughness, and he's like, oh, we're gonna switch over to talking about toughness and previous Auburn teams. Why is that your answer? I just, I don't know.
Because he doesn't have an argument. Because he realizes it's a dumb. His original article is stupid. It is stupid. It is a hit piece just to get clicks. That is the point. And I hate that we're having to talk about it, but again, there's really nothing else going on right now besides football starting in 18 days, at least for all of college football. Auburn is a little bit longer than that. But
2 days until NFL preseason.
Can't wait. But it's just like, dude, you either love sports or you don't. And he clearly doesn't, because all he likes to do is start drama. That is, and that's why he is such a piece of garbage person in terms of being a journalist or a wannabe journalist. Okay, you go after somebody like Zach Blackerby, you know, saying he got a kick out of, you know, Locked On Auburn, like making fun. Dude, you realize, like, you're going after somebody that is way, 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 way ahead of you in the game, brother. That's what's so sad, honestly, and almost comical. And that's why he will never be anything in this industry. And I personally, I don't like him at all, but that's just me. I heavily dislike Mr. Goodman, but that's just me. But you know what I don't dislike is AUShirts.com. That's what I don't dislike. Go to AUShirts.com to get all your gear from all the shows at the Barn. You see some of the options on your screen now: the Barn hard shirt, the FE iron shirt, the Book shirt, the C5 hoodies, the Book hat. You see some other options on the website as well, including some mugs and some other items. We add new styles weekly. Again, if you are going to Atlanta for the Baylor game, if you are on the road cheering on your Auburn Tigers, or in Jordan-Hare Stadium at a tailgate, or at home for a watch party, be sure to tag me, Graham, or the Barn, showing us you're repping your gear from AUShirts.com, and we will shout you out on the show. We cannot wait for football season to start. I know everyone that's watching and listening feels the same. So again, if you want to rep your gear from all your favorite shows at the Barn, go to AUShirts.com. Again, that is AUShirts.com.
Also go to buyauburn.com while you're at it, and be who you say you are and do business with Auburn people everywhere. If you're a business owner that lives in the Auburn area or anywhere in the country and you're a big Auburn Tigers supporter, then go to buyauburn.com today to get your business on an index that is full of other companies that are run and owned by Auburn fans. Or if you're just a customer looking to support the Auburn fan base and the Auburn family, then buyauburn.com is a great place for you to go to find all of your needs. So go to buyauburn.com today to sign up or to search the index.
Yes, please do. It is growing by the handful every single day. So if you know someone with local business and ties to Auburn University, let them know about buyauburn.com. Graham, moving on to the back end of the show, Xavier Atkins continues to rack up these preseason awards and honors, and he got another one. And I'll throw it to you to give that honor out.
Yeah, so reading a article from Auburn Tigers on Sports Illustrated, it goes on to say that Xavier Atkins has found home on yet another preseason All-American list, on the first team, this time in a list cultivated by the Sporting News. So this is, I think, his second, I think, All-American, mm-hmm, preseason All-American list this year. I think so. Someone correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah,
no, but along with other accolades, you're thinking of the other accolades too.
Yeah, there's other accolades. Linebacker, sure, like, you know, stuff like that. All-American.
Yeah.
I think this is his second one.
Correct.
But yeah, no surprise there. I think Xavier Atkins, hopefully, I think he's one of the best linebackers in the country, could be the best. Mm-hmm. And is set to have an explosive year. He's going into his redshirt junior year, maybe. I think he was ready.
So I believe so. That sounds right.
So yeah, hopefully, you know, he lives up to this All-American preseason hype. I know he's ready to get out there and show everybody what he's been working on. I mean, I feel like he's probably just gotten better in this offseason, and, you know, better than last year is a massive step and impressive. So I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. I'm happy for him that he continues to get these honors, because it just shows how good he actually is, and he's getting his flowers, because a lot of people last year kind of looked over him because of how the season went last season. And, you know, obviously football is a team sport. On defense, we have a lot of studs coming back this year. I mean, practically it's the same defense, same coordinator, so same system we're running. So that's why I think a lot of people are more high on this defense this year, because that's literally nothing really changed at all except for the head coach and the offense. That's it. That's literally it. The defensive culture is still there. At one point, like, you know, I've said before Durkin took over as the interim head coach, our defense was up there with the likes of Ohio State and Indiana, according to ESPN, at one point in the season last year. So that's pretty good company. Indiana won the national title last season, so says a lot. And Xavier Atkins is a major player in that defense, so I'm excited to see him be a leader this year. And honestly, I want him to be healthy, and I think he is going to be a star on our team this year if he hasn't. I mean, obviously he is, but hopefully he turns some heads to some other people in the media that don't really know a lot about Xavier Atkins. And it seems like he's starting to get some attention and the flowers he deserves. And I couldn't be happier as a fan. And just in general, I think it's good for the sport, for the SEC, that you have someone like him representing your team. And I'm glad it's with the Auburn Tigers.
Yeah, I did a little bit more research on this because I wanted to figure out how many All-American preseason lists he's been on. Looks like three, I think, other than this one. So this might be his fourth. Yeah. This says, including nods as a first-team All-American from multiple sources, including On3, ESPN, and the SEC. So Atkins told the press on Wednesday that these awards are not distracting him from his focus on the upcoming season. This is a quote from him. Exactly. He said, when I came in last year, I did not have preseason accolades or anything like that. So I'm just keeping my head down. He said, we all know awards aren't won in the preseason. It's what you do in the season to get what you want to get. So that's why I always try to keep my even keeled level down, like just being where my feet are. But it's a great thing though.
Give me more of that. That is so good. That right there, that's what you want to hear coming from a leader in the locker room. And I couldn't be more excited, man. I'm ready for football, man. I am beyond ready for football. I know, like I said, 18 days in general for college football, 20 something for Auburn when we kick off in Atlanta against Baylor. But
you want to know how starving Americans are for football?
How much? How much are they starving, Graham?
NFL Hall of Fame game averaged around, let's see, it averaged 7 million viewers. That is more than the most viewed MLB game this season and any NHL game last season, including the Stanley Cup. It also is more than the average NBA playoffs.
That's crazy.
That is how starving Americans are to get football back. And it is almost here. It is so close. And I think very excited.
Correct me, and I feel this way. I don't know if you feel this way or anyone watching or listening feels this way. When the World Cup took place this summer, I don't know why. You would think a sporting event to that magnitude would help time fly. To me, it has just made it slower.
I'm not going to lie. This, and it maybe doing this show is part of the reason, but this, and I'm going to be the opposite of you. This offseason has felt like the fastest offseason
really
I've ever been a part of. I feel like we were just because at Valley Post watching the
playoffs
back in what, early January. I feel like that just happened. And yeah, we're already like getting back to our season. So like doing the show has helped, but this offseason has gone by so quickly. And thank goodness.
Yeah, and I can't wait for the Valley Post to open. For those that don't know, the Valley Post is a place over near where I live, over here in Birmingham, and it closed down because there was like a whole financial thing with
the leaders didn't know what they're doing with their money, and they lost millions of dollars,
and they owe a lot of money because of that. And they just announced that they're putting a Saul's Barbecue in to replace Ronnie Scott's. They're putting in a another Walmart
was coming. I thought.
I didn't know that.
And Waldo's Chicken, I think.
Waldo's Chicken. Yeah, that's going in the Little Donkey location.
I'm pretty sure Walk-On's was coming too.
Bro, if they put... Oh, man, dude. That's going to be a problem for me. Oh, man, that's going to be a problem for me. Plus, and like Graham said, we would watch games there in January because that's when it opened in January. Screen. They have a massive LED screen. I don't know how big the screen is. Like, if I was ballparking it, probably 130 plus. Probably with a little green space in front of it.
Walk-Ons is not coming to Valley Post. I apologize. Walk-Ons is coming to the Rodney Scott's location in Homewood.
Okay, I actually like that a lot.
Yeah,
that's actually a big deal for Homewood because I love it. Walk-Ons has got some good food, but I like I'm more of a Buffalo Wild Wings guy personally, but that's just me.
I do really like Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, hit me with that that Thursday buy one get one boneless. Oh, brother, that is a problem. Yeah. But I would go
to the Buffalo Wild Wings in Auburn quite a bit my first 2 years down there. Like Frank Ingram and me would go there and just eat wings and watch sports. It was actually awesome.
As God intended. You know what else is
literally going on? There's nothing better than eating food and watching sports. It's the greatest.
Yeah, literally. Let's go sports. No, I was kidding. You know what else is coming to Auburn, though? Or who else is coming to Auburn in this case?
Nate Bargatze.
The Tennessee kid himself is coming to Neville Arena.
That's awesome.
That is exciting. I can't wait. That's like my parents' favorite stand-up comedian.
That's my parents' favorite stand-up comedian. It's also one of mine. He's hilarious.
Yeah, he's in my top three. Right now, I think my favorite stand-up comedian is Sebastian Maniscalco, if you know who that is. The kind of Italian, New Yorkish, like East Coast. Yeah. God, he's funny. God, he's so funny. And you have that Marcello kid from SNL doing in person of him. Oh, my gosh. That one is hilarious, too. So just a lot going on in Auburn. But more importantly, do what?
I said I've already signed up for the presale tickets.
Really? So there's no price on them yet?
You just go to his website and
I might have to
find it and just, you can sign up for presale.
I might have to look into that after we're done here. But a lot going on at Auburn, but more importantly, football season is right around the corner, guys. We're almost there. Taking a deep breath. Graham, let's take a break. A deep breath in. And out. Football season is almost here, everybody. And that'll just make you stand up and say war damn in your office, wherever you're at listening to this right now, or in your car or in traffic or wherever you're at. Doctor's office, school.
I want to get a friend asked me this question the other day, and I want to get your opinion on this.
Oh, no. Okay.
How much, and you might disagree. I actually don't know where you stand on this. How much money would you pay to get SEC on CBS back?
That's a lot of money.
Right?
That's a lot of money.
Right? Just I would pay intros, a lot of money.
Just the intros alone, like, I don't know what it is, but, like, the clips that people will upload on social media of, like, you know, the CBS coverage of the Iron Bowl or, like, so good. Dude, like, oh, my gosh. It just, like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, you hear that?
We wouldn't get copyrighted. I would be playing that theme song.
Right? Oh, I would be spamming the crap out of it right now if we wouldn't. Oh, my gosh. The copyright police, though.
In fact, I might go make it one. Actually.
Oh, man. But, yeah, I'm whenever I hear that song and I see a clip on my feed of that, it makes me, it throws chills. Me back to like childhood. Like
I get chills.
That's fall. Like that to me is what fall football feels like.
It's a nice song. Crisp fall day where it's about 60 degrees outside. Leaves are falling.
Get that little wind chill.
Oh my gosh, woo! Dude, I cannot wait for that.
Oh my gosh. Dude, and then, you know, I'm
ready for this summer to be over.
Man, and like if you don't go to the game, you have a watch party at a house or something like that, and you have people coming over, they're bringing barbecue, pizza, like, oh my gosh, inject it into my veins. Give me football season, man. Give me football season.
One of my favorite social gatherings out of all of them. You know, there's holidays, there's all these types of social gatherings. There's, you know, birthday parties, whatever you want to, whatever. I think my favorite social gathering of all is a football or mainly football, but a sports watch party.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
It's not even close.
Super Bowl watch party, Final Four watch party.
More than any holiday, more than any birthday. You give me a football game and a group of people and some food.
Oh, man.
Give me some finger food. You know, I can nibble on some appetizers.
Oh, finger food. Yeah. But yeah, I'm excited, man. Let us know down below. How about this? We'll have a little interaction here in our comments. And I know some people like Aubinator and Darrow Dapperidge Fan will participate in this because I just know them so well at this point. Let us know your favorite college football, like when you're hosting a party, what is your favorite tradition? Like if you don't go to the game, what is your favorite tradition?
Let me answer this question as well real quick too.
Yeah. What's yours? I know mine off
right, you go ahead.
My mom makes some killer buffalo chicken dip.
Okay, yeah.
And it is, and oh my gosh, it is Betty Bussey's buffalo chicken dip. is to die for. To die for. Okay. It like if you look at a price of Betty Bussey's Buffalo Chicken, it is priceless. Priceless. It is so good. And that anytime I see that in the oven, I know football season's here. Let's go.
Yeah. I will say
Bussey the Heisman. How about that? Betty Bussey for Heisman. Screw it.
For my family, or like anytime we tailgate and stuff like that, or have like, you know, an event at home, football related, Rotel dip is always on there. Always.
Oh man.
It's gotta be.
Man, oh man. Stop it. I want to like time travel right now. Just back to like when, oh man, I need football back.
Put me in week four of the season right now.
Hang on real quick. I gotta do it again. That's me trying to get, put it in my veins.
Inject that into my veins.
Inject it into my veins. But yes.
Nothing better than football season, guys.
Yeah, we're almost here. We're almost here. But with that being said, if you like what you're listening and what you're watching, please subscribe, follow us anywhere you can on, you know, wherever you get your podcast, YouTube, you name it, social media. Be sure to turn on notifications so you don't miss anything from us. And if you're on the YouTube option, hit the like button. We'd appreciate it a lot. As always, my name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. And you've been listening or watching the Barn Social Hour. We will see you next time. We hope everyone has a great rest of your night. As always, War Damn. We'll see you soon.
See ya.